Hi everyone, this is Judy Warner. Welcome back to the On Track Podcast. Today we talk with Mike Buteau, who is the Editor-in-Chief and Vice President of Printed Circuit Design and Fab Magazine, as well as Circuit Assemblies Magazine. The publishers UP Media put on PCB West every year in Santa Clara. This year it'll be September 9th through 12th. We talk about what you can expect from the show, how it got started, and some colorful history from their background. Also, Altium is a sponsor at this year's show and will be there with a booth. And I will also be present along with your friend and mine, Ben Jordan. And Ben will be giving a class, The Absolute Beginner Guide to RF Design. So we hope to see you there. Enjoy this podcast. We'll see you on the other side. Welcome to Altium's On Track Podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So I know we are just weeks away from PCB West, and so I thought it'd be a great opportunity. You and I have known each other for many years, but I bet you I'm going to learn some stuff even I don't know, and I thought our listeners would love to hear about PCB West and everything you have in store. And so I'm excited to learn about PCB West. So why don't you start off by just a personal, how did you fall into this wonky industry we're in? And then tell us a little bit about UP Media.
Sure. So I actually started off in college in epidemiology, which is applied math. And after about two semesters, I realized that if I continued in that, the University of Illinois and I would probably have a major disagreement about my grades. So I switched to journalism, and I ended up coming out of college and went to work for a trade magazine in the SMT industry.
Okay.
And the but the parallels are actually pretty solid. I mean, industrial engineering is basically applied math, and so, you know, it was a pretty easy jump to into engineering in that respect, at least into the journalism, the writing about engineering.
Uh-huh.
The design side came later. I worked for IPC for 6 years. I worked on a lot of standards, sat through technical meetings for hours and hours, and was surrounded by designers. And that's where I really became sort of embedded in that part of the industry.
Okay. I didn't know that little bit about you. You mentioned being knee deep in CID, but I didn't know that about you. That's cool. So, well, and I kind of share that with you too, having that sort of, you know, split personality. I'm part geeky and part communicator. So you and I share that in common. So PCB West, tell us how long has that been going on, and how did UP Media come to launch that conference?
Right. So a little background, UP Media Group actually was formed in 2002 as a spin out from CMP, which is a much larger organization. The trade show, PCB West, actually predates UP Media Group by more than a decade.
Okay.
That was something, yeah, that was something that was launched by Pete Waddell in 1991, who was the original editor for Printed Circuit Design. And when Miller Freeman bought Printed Circuit Design, they had this system, you know, the formula. You have a magazine, you have a trade show. And Pete was like, yeah, I don't think a trade show's going to work. And the Miller Freeman said, well, you got to figure it out. And so he did. He came up with a program that was very different than what was typical at that time. But, you know, the original conference and exhibition launched in 1991. So now we're in our 28th year and still going strong.
That's amazing. I was trying to remember, because I remember year 23, and it's been a few years since. So 28 years, man, you're right on the cusp of your 30th. That's amazing. So anybody who gets to attend PCB West, which is held every year in Santa Clara, it always feels a little bit of like a I don't know, reunion, family reunion, or grown-ups getting together at camp or something. I don't know, but it's always a really amazing time, but also a time that's really technically deep and rich with extremely excellent content. I mean, there's really nothing like it around anymore. So what would you say sets you apart now after 28 years as a conference?
Geez, you were doing such a great job of it. I don't know that I need to add anything.
I'm just a fan, Mike, just a fan.
First and foremost, it's the format itself. So there are conferences where attendees get encapsulated results of new research. There are conferences where they get product pitches. And those are all well and good. But we see our niche as being in depth, a deep dive, whatever you want to call it. It's really designed to be tutorials on printed circuit design and manufacturing. And so this year we received 88 abstracts. It's not quite a record. I think we got 90 a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. We selected 59 that we feel represent the breadth and the depth of information that designers and design engineers need to know for the boards of today and tomorrow. The sessions represent the cutting edge of advanced component packages, flex design, noise control, very high speed design. If I delve into those 59, I think 41 of them are at least 2 hours long. So that's what's about 70%. Mm-hmm. One third or 20 of them are half day workshops, which are 3.5 hours long, and 5 will be full day workshops. So again, that's the format. It's very different than what you'll typically find at an industry conference. There are 14 talks on EMI or EMC and noise control. There's about 20 that involve some element of DFM or board fabrication. There's more than 20 that cover high-speed design. And remember that these are longer sessions, right? So we can really attack the subject from all angles. So consider test. I was visiting a large EMS company earlier this week, as a matter of fact, and they reminded me about how often they see boards, or really designs, that are simply not testable. That can be fixed if designers are properly taught. Mm-hmm. So PCB West is the largest technical conference and exhibition for board design, fabrication, and assembly in the Silicon Valley, and I think that focus is the reason why.
I agree with you, and I guess I've never really put my head and really thought too deeply about it, but it's where you go, because it's not just these 1 hour you barely skim the surface and then off you go. I mean, it really is these deep dives or these half day or full day classes that, where else can you get that? Nowhere that I know of. So that's excellent, and it's and you know what's interesting to me, Mike, and you tell me, it seems like in the last 5 to 8 years anyways, it seems like it's growing again, like it's had a little surge. Is that just my imagination or?
No, it really has. So traditionally we were based in March, and right after the downturn, I believe, and then we made the decision to move it to September. We felt that it would get it away from some other shows that were in March, or really the first quarter seemed to be kind of chock full of events. And whereas September sort of was its own time slot, people are coming back to work from their summer vacations and they're kind of ramping up, and there was a lot of availability. We've sold out the show, the exhibition side, for 8 years in a row. Wow. So that, I think, coincided with the move to the fall. But I also think that, we've settled down as an industry a little bit. And so we've gotten through the big move to China or to Southeastern Asia. So after the downturn of 2008, 2009, OEM started growing again. The industry was picking up, and I think that the show really reflects that. I think that designers and design engineers need a place to go where they can understand all the new technologies that are coming about. And there's really no other place to do that right now than PCB West.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think that's why it feels so celebratory when we all get together. It's like, finally, we get to be with our people and learn stuff and speak the same wonky language, you know, and really take this deep dive. So it's really a great show. Do a little name dropping.
Oh, sure. Love to. So there's a bunch of highlights this year. We're thrilled to have back Eric Bogatin and Lee Ritchie. We haven't had either one of them in the last few years. Lee is doing an all-day workshop on getting to 32 gigabit per second tutorial on how to design very high-speed differential signals. I think that you've probably sat through that once or twice in your time. There's a lot to be covered on differential pairs and on minimizing crosstalk, on laminates, and so on. And Lee, as you know, is really knowledgeable on the materials side. This one, I think, is a can't miss. It's an all-day tutorial on Thursday. Eric Bogatin will be back for the first time in a few years. He has two presentations. One's paid, one is free. The paid one is called The Complete Guide to Characterizing Transmission Lines with a TDR. I'm really excited about a couple of the artificial intelligence workshops. There's one from Daniel Smith at Raytheon, who developed an AI strategy to address CAD/CAM design process bottlenecks. There's a pair of Intel engineers who have been working on an AI-based auto router. They're talking as well. Maybe you guys want to buy them.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've seen your market cap. It's getting there. Altium's own Ben Jordan is speaking. He's a good guy, a real designer's designer, even though he works for a CAD company. I say that in jest, of course. he's giving one of the half dozen or so talks on RF and microwave design. His talk is, if I remember right, it's titled The Beginner's Guide to Intuitive RF Microwave and PCB Design and Prototyping. So it's a mouthful.
And but on the front end, it's the absolute beginner's guide. So I think this is, if I may interrupt you for a moment, what I'm excited, because I've seen him cramming for this, right? And so what I love about it is he'll be talking from a place from which he has earned the creds, the street creds, because he's consulted with, you know, he's had phone calls with Rick Hartley. He's studied like a crazy man. And, you know, I've had some conversations because, you know, I have some background in RF and microwave. So he's really, really done his homework. And so so people who may be kind of forced because of a technology ramp in one direction to move into RF, I just think it's going to be really valuable for those people that are, you know, moving into that space. So,
well, what's key, right, is that so many of the people who are speaking still design boards, even the ones that are working for vendors. And I know Ben still does some on his own. Dwayne Benson at Screaming Circuits designs a lot of Arduino boards on his own. And, you know, what I like about what Ben is doing is that he is trying to help people get away from just formula-based design. So he's going to look into, you know, how you can visualize RF design, which I love because design is a visual enterprise.
It is.
So that's a highlight. One of the things I'd love to get across is how PCB West seeks to train all levels of designers and the engineers for that matter, whether they're, you know, new to the industry or very experienced. I mean, there's always something that can be learned in this industry.
I think you succeed at that, right? Because there is something when you look at the conference guide, which we will, by the way, we'll make sure that we share all the links in the show notes so people can go. If you're not signed up already, shame on you. Get over there. but if you look at the conference guide, you will see there's a wide variety. And also, did I interrupt you? Because I was going to say, you know, you mentioned something that there was some paid classes and some free classes. I wanted you to talk about that a little bit more as well.
Sure. So Susie Webb and Paul Cook will be there covering all sorts of basics of schematics, layout, placement, and fabrication. And then, of course, Rick Hartley is back. He's the most popular speaker in the history of PCB West. I think he's on track for 7 presentations this year.
Wow.
He has a couple new talks, including PCB design for IoT devices. And, you know, for those who haven't seen Rick, he's great, not just because he's entertaining, but also because he's constantly updating his material. So if you saw him 2 years ago, for instance, you could very well get an almost entirely new talk now even if the core subject is the same. And he's so creative in how he gets people to understand current and noise. There's content for people in purchasing too, which is a hugely overlooked area. Joe Fama, who's written for us on the magazine side for a few years, will explain his model on how tier three EMS companies can compete with tier ones on BOM costs. Maybe some of your Octopart fans will enjoy that one. And Greg Papandreou, who founded Bear Board Group, has launched a new company called Better Board Buying, which helps board buyers understand how to improve their procurement processes. He'll talk about ways that buyers can develop closer, more cost-effective relationships with fabricators. So there's a lot to look forward to on the paid side.
So beyond the paid courses, Mike, you mentioned there's some free courses. Can you share what's going on the side of the house that is offering free courses?
Absolutely. So this is what we call Free Tuesday. In the past, it was on Wednesday, but the conference has shifted its dates this year. So it's September 9th to 12th. It's a four-day conference instead of 3 days. So the free sessions are all on Tuesday this year, which is the same day as the exhibition is open. And we have 13 free sessions. For his talk, I'll go back to Eric Bogatin for a moment. He's doing a talk on what every designer should know about signal integrity and power integrity. And he's going to delve into, I'll call this something of a crowdsourcing project. He's spoken with hundreds of designers around the world to come up with the most common errors. And then he'll look at things like netlist comparison, design rule analysis, DFM, and he's going to explain some of his methods. And then a perennial favorite is the 21 and counting most common design errors caught by fabrication and how to avoid them.
Ooh, that's like a juicy one. Who's doing that one?
So that's Dave Hoover of TTM and Ray Fugit of Downstream. And they used to work together at Hadco. And they definitely have a good time presenting. And this year they've added Mike Tucker of Kinwong, who's a CAM expert and very bright and knowledgeable guy. So they'll look at things like the errors and discuss ways to find them before designs are sent out to manufacturing. And one of the highlights of this is that they encourage the attendees to bring their own problems and challenges, and they will use those as discussion points. So there's a lot of attendee participation in that.
Phenomenal.
Another overlooked area is marketing yourself. And Gary Ferrari will talk about writing your resume and personal marketing, which is something that most folks in our space, I think, don't really think a whole lot about.
No.
And I think you know something about those three sessions.
No, I didn't know about that one, but that's really good. Oh, so I know what you're talking about now. So you're talking about the free session I did back, I don't know.
Was it 5 years ago, maybe?
Maybe 5 years ago. So so Mike talked me into doing a free session, or I raised my hand. I don't remember how it started, but I decided I was really seeing a disconnect between RF and microwave bare boards and their board shops. And I was also working with a very talented RF designer named Michael Ingham from Spectrum Integrity. And we were both seeing different sides of the same coin. And so I said, let's give this free talk together. And it was called Navigating the Pitfalls of RF and Microwave. It was called Navigating the Pitfalls of RF and High Performance Design and Manufacturing. And, you know, some classes, you know, 12 people will show up. And I was ready for that. We were on the freebie course in the morning, whatever. And over 100 people showed up. And it was standing room only. And so I was a little bit, I think I played it off. Did I play it off okay? I felt like a deer in the headlights. So we played it off. So yeah. Do I still get the award? For a while, we were the largest attended free course for a while. Has that been broken since?
I think that Ray and sorry for the brain freeze here.
It's okay.
I think that Ray and Dave Hoover may have topped it.
Dang it.
We'll get a few in the hundreds. But that was, yours was right up there. Still is.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, I didn't see that one coming. So, and I love doing it. So, again, something, if you haven't been to PCB West, what's really lovely is you think you come and then you just ingest this. But what you don't realize is that chances are is that you have something to contribute. And so I really encourage you to get to know Mike and get to know the folks from UP Media like Francis Stewart and Pete. I don't know if Pete's still walking around the show there, but get to know these folks because they're always looking, to make the industry better. So I want to encourage you to do that. If I can do it, you can do it. Trust me on this. So how would you say that the show's changed over the years, Mike?
So that's a great question. Originally, the target audience were the layout folks. And designers who, that back then didn't necessarily have a college degree or at least one in engineering. Mm-hmm. Many were trained at vocational schools. They came by their careers sometimes as a second or even third career. If I go back to those early days, 1991, some things have remained the same. I think Lee Ritchie spoke at that first conference and maybe Gary Ferrari. Today we see a lot more degreed engineers, which really reflects that changing industry. Mm-hmm. We were always trying to boost the engineers because even then there was this cadre of folks saying engineers should be doing that. But, back then many of them didn't want to. Also, we've always tried to make it fun, but this is something that's changed a bit over the years. As an example of that fun component, this may have predated you, but we had a blues jam. So Pete Waddell, who was the founder of the company, he set that up.
We're talking about the Porch Dogs.
Porch Dogs. Yeah, you once in a while you still see somebody wearing a random t-shirt.
Yeah.
And over the years, designers, suppliers, you name it, they would all come together, they'd bring their instruments. I can't tell you how many people have approached me over the years and asked that we bring that back. I remember Dieter Bergman, who was my boss at the time. The first PCB West I went to was in 1994. I was working for IPC. And Dieter, who was my boss at the time, said, if IPC is going to get into the trade show business, we have to make them fun, like PCB West. And the calling cards of PC Best, really, that was it. Education and make it fun. Tips, tricks, techniques. And it really still is, by the way. I remember going back, Rick Hartley spoke at a evening Designers Council meeting, and I was maybe 26 years old at the time. Back then, the show was in March, and DAC was later in the year. The timing has changed. The makeup of the people walking the floor has changed somewhat. Their responsibilities haven't really changed. They've been broadened in many senses. But the way that we are approaching the educational component has remained constant the whole time.
Well, I'm trying to walk faithfully in your footsteps through Altium Live, in that we're trying to make it educational and fun for our users, right? And so, we don't have the Porch Dogs. There's only one of those. And you're right. It gets talked about every single year if you're with the right group of people. And because that was like Pete, Andy Shaughnessy was involved. Kelly Dack was involved. Those are the ones that I know. And the stories still come out. Yeah. So, these stories still remain with us. And again, it's really just about friendship and camaraderie and fun, like you said, because if you can't have some fun while you're working, what's the point? So you've done a good job, and I'm trying to walk in your footsteps, Mike, and make Altium Live have that same flavor of lots of good education, but then we build and battle robots, and have some good food and have a beer together, right? And so we try to make it engaging that way.
Well, so those beers actually come in handy, right? Because if I go back, a few years, we used to have this program called EDA Face-to-Face. And that was an opportunity for the vendors would get up on stage, those that were feeling up to it, and take questions and comments from the audience. And back then, it was a different time. It put some people on the hot seat. One year, there was a pretty controversial event involving the CAD tool guys. Back then, the data transfer debates could get pretty heated. And I think it was Gary Ferrari who stood up and said it was way past time that the CAD vendors set up their tools to take data back in. And the EDA folks on the stage started stumbling through their canned responses about, well, maybe if the users asked for that feature, they would consider it. Now, back in those days at the show, they distributed these fans, and the fans had a turd on them. Can I say turd?
Yes, you can say
with
turd.
With a line through it, as in no BS. And when the audience thought the speaker was feeding them a marketing line, they'd hold up these fans. Believe me, the fans were held high that day.
That is so funny.
And so, and if memory serves, about 10 years later, history repeated when someone, and I think it was Rick Hartley, but Rick will correct me if I'm wrong about that, told the panel that the interfaces pretty much required a PhD to run them, and the designers were simply fed up. good times.
Good times. We're a fun crowd, aren't we? Oh my gosh, I never heard about those fans. That's hilarious. You know, we have, there's a guy, do you know Craig Arcuri? He used to be CEO of Rocket EMS. He had
speaking
a few.
Of, yes, he was the CEO of MBS. The N
yes,
stood for
MBS.
No.
Yeah, and so that's what MBS stood for. You know, I don't know if you knew that. So, I just learned that recently. So, what would you say that besides all the good education and the fun, you also have a great exhibition area? You know, and it's really what I love about your exhibition area is that it's digestible. You know, you can go through it in a day and really spend some time and talk to people and see things that you want to see and not be like overwhelmed by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, you know, or thousands, you know, of halls that take you decades to walk through. It really feels achievable. For a better word. So what would you say to our listeners that they could expect in regards to the exhibition?
Sure. So there'll be 110 exhibits. Well, there's a little bit over 100 companies, 110 booths. There will be a lot of hands-on. So the CAD vendors generally have their machines set up. They'll walk you through. They'll do demos. We'll have plenty of equipment folks that bring microscopes, smaller equipment prototyping. Some in the past we've had LDI, we've had 3D printers, and you know, generally they'll run some demos. There's maybe about 20 or so board shops that will be there. They'll have samples of their products out, which is great. It's shocking, but in this day and age, there's still a lot of designers who've never walked through a board shop. So I think it's a good opportunity for designers and design engineers to actually develop those relationships, to start those conversations, and set themselves up to actually go tour facilities. And believe me, fabricators want you to come through.
Absolutely.
There are some assembly shops as well, some bigger, some smaller. And, you know, once again, there's a lot to be learned between design engineering and assembly. There's a big gap. And so it's an opportunity to network, even though, you know, there won't be an entire assembly line set up on the show floor. So it's a one-day show. The exhibition's one day, and that's on September 10th at Santa Clara Convention Center. There's lunch on the show floor. There is appetizers and drinks afterwards, a happy hour. So, you know, everybody is welcome, of course. One thing I want to point out this year is that for people who pre-register, the show is free. If you show up on site to register, it's $25. So we strongly recommend people register in advance.
Yeah.
Save yourself the time.
Yeah, and that stupid $25. I've done that to myself before. It's a voice of experience there. You know, we kind of covered it, but so was the inspiration really for starting PCB West just from that initial acquisition where they said, we do trade shows, this is how you will roll, pretty much?
I think that was the impetus, yes, but mm-hmm. it really was the culmination of Pete's vision, because mm-hmm. it was so different than anything that was offered then, and it's still different now. I mean, it was Pete's idea to say, hey, look, we're going to have 1 hour, 2 hour, 3.5 hour sessions. Okay. That's what the day is going to look like. It was Pete's decision to say, we're going to go 5 days instead of three, which was a typical conference was 3 days. And Pete said, you know what, we're going to do 5 days. And yeah, there will be exhibits, but those exhibits won't take up the whole day. There's going to be time where the floor is open and time where it's closed, because we want people to be in the technical sessions.
Right.
You know, back in those days, the exhibit was a 2.5 or 3 day portion. You know, now it's down to 1 day. And I think the exhibitors like that better. It helps to kind of focus everybody. But, you know, this year we're kind of expanding the show back to 4 days. The technical conference is 4 days again. It's been three the last few years. And we're thinking about taking it back to five. And because, again, the educational component really is the biggest part of it.
And it's so good. It's just so good. Just Rick and I were ranting recently when I had him on the podcast. We feel like little cheerleaders, but you know, we are cheerleaders. So, well, we're about out of time, Mike, but before I let you go, first I want to tell our listeners, we'll be sure to share also the magazines that fly under the UP Media Group flag, which is PCDFNA and also Circuit Assembly magazines. And if you haven't had a look at those, please do. Mike is, you know, the editor-in-chief of those publications. Lots of good content in there all the time. And then also I wanted to turn you on, if the listeners, you haven't found it yet, is the PCB chat, which is the reason why Mike seems like he's better at this than me is because he has a podcast also. And so PCB chat, why don't you tell us a little bit about PCB chat before we sign off?
Sure. So PCB chat is a podcast that I started in late 2017. We've done, you know, about one a week since then. And the guests really run the gamut, you know, from high level CEOs to under the radar supply chain experts and startups. We've covered design, assembly, fabrication, additive manufacturing, flex circuits, all sorts of soldering and cleaning issues, you name it. And the URL is pcbchat.com. It's just audio. There's no video. So, and now that people have seen my face, they understand why.
You crack me up. And the man has a sense of humor to boot. Okay, well, Mike, it's been a blast to have you on. And I wish you best this year. I know it'll be fabulous. I will be there with bells on. Altium will certainly have a booth there, like the other, you mentioned other EDA tools will be there showing their wares. We will be among them. And we look forward to spending a couple of days with you up in Santa Clara. And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. And we hope that you get a chance to drop by PCB West. Mike, I didn't give you a breath there to I was saying thank you. So let me try that again. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Judy. If people want to see you with bells on, they can go to pcbwest.com and register now.
That's me, Judy, with bells on. Gonna have to find a new outfit. Thank you for listening to the On Track podcast today. We're glad you joined us. Hope to see you at PCB West. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember to always stay on track.